Jam lines. All right, let's go. Here we go. This is Robert. Robert, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Enjoyed watching the film.
Yeah, interesting.
I have to say, you know, earlier I noticed made the comment that you thought maybe the people would rise up.
I didn't say that's what Aaron said. It would take the people to do that.
Right. I just never felt that the people will. I think they've been cowed. They're intimidated and they're apathetic.
Do you believe they should rise up?
I think it would be a good idea, but they'd be squashed. I don't think the government would need for 1 minute to quash it in a violent manner.
But rising up, I don't think necessarily means like, you know, the old Irish revolutionary, the rising.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, that's not what I talk about.
I'm talking about like what Martin Luther King and Gandhi did. I think that people should rise up. I think they will rise up. And there's millions and millions of people in America know that there's something wrong. I heard a song the other month, and the song was titled, "There's Something in the Air, But It's Not on the Airwaves." And that's pretty much what's happening in this country. There are millions of people who are fed up with what's happening in this country, don't know where to turn, don't know what to do, and they're sick and disgusted at what's happening. And they will rise up, because that's the way people do things. Well, when you can have nonviolent marches and boycotts, see, the government cannot do anything unless we cooperate. They depend on our cooperation. Once we stop cooperating, there's nothing they can do. Just take that word democracy out and put in New World Order, One World Order, globalization. Put in any of those words in the place of democracy. That's what it's about.
But what does
they use democracy as a spin word. Because you think we are a democracy and democracy equates to freedom. Democracy does not equate to freedom. Understand that.